Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials stressed it's not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews.
To the leaders of Palestine, I say, harness the energy of your people in a peaceful way to make their dreams and aspirations a reality.
Earlier, Ban said he understands the frustrations and concerns of both sides and urged everyone to oppose terrorism and incitement. Top U.S. and Iraqi officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Beji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized. This is VOA News. Justin Trudeau will become Canada's next prime minister after leading his Liberal Party to a commanding victory in Tuesday's parliamentary elections.
Canadians from all across this great country sent a clear message tonight. It's time for a change in this country, my friends, a real change.
Results provided by Canada's Election Commission show the Liberals winning 184 seats in the 338-seat parliament, compared to the 99 seats won by outgoing Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative Party. The left-leaning New Democratic Party, which was once considered the front-running party, finished a distant third with 44 seats. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday, forcing the country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. Slovenian authorities said at least 4,000 migrants arrived in the country Tuesday, in addition to about 8,000 who came the day before. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency reports more than 500,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Greece after making the Mediterranean Sea crossing from Turkey. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a spike in arrivals in Greece as a result of a last-minute scramble by refugees and migrants to get to Europe before winter comes and sea crossings are no longer possible. But UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming notes more than 27,500 people on the islands are waiting to be registered or transported to the mainland. In the meantime, the crowds are increasing and sporadic violence is breaking out as existing reception facilities are unable to adequately register and screen this huge backlog of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday. The speech was part of his current visit to Britain. The British government is touting the tour as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment. Nearly 400 mostly elderly South Koreans arrived in North Korea Tuesday for long-awaited reunions with relatives. They had been separated from each other since the Korean War. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. He's required to spend the remainder of his five-year sentence under house arrest. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb announced Tuesday he is dropping out of the Democratic race for president. Webb left the door open to an independent White House bid. Webb says he will speak with a number of people over the next few weeks before making a decision. Webb's conservative views on gun control and other issues have left him out of step with many Democratic voters. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.